For all the Kentucky fans out there that are freaking out over Oscar Tshiebwe and Uguna Nyenzo and Hunter Dickinson and what they're all going to do, I have a message for you. It's going to work out in the end. We're going to talk about that on today's episode of Locked On Kentucky.
You are Locked On Kentucky, your daily podcast on the Kentucky Wildcats, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
All right, what is going on, Big Blue Nation? Welcome on in to Locked On Kentucky, your daily Kentucky Wildcats podcast. I'm your host, Lance Dahl, writer for Sports Illustrated for various SEC-related things. But on this podcast, we take a dive into all things Kentucky athletics. On today's episode of Locked On Kentucky, we are going to be discussing all of the different things up in the air for the Wildcats right now. Several players, a lot of them are currently undecided as to where they are going to end up. A new player has apparently just out of left field entered the fray, a transfer from Stanford that the Wildcats could potentially be looking at. We're also going to answer some listener questions, and I'm going to be honest with you, all of them have to do with the current situations surrounding Tshiebwe, Onyenzo, Dickinson, what this roster could look like next year. We're going to dive into all of that. We are jam-packed today. It's going to be a great show. Hope you guys enjoy. If you are not subscribed already to the YouTube channel, please go ahead and do so. If you're listening on podcast, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you are listening and follow us there as well. You're not going to want to miss any of the action. We're going to keep you up to date here on everything that is going on in the transfer portal and with the Wildcats. All right, let's go ahead and get into it. So much in the air for Kentucky basketball right now. There are 6 players I want to talk about today that are undecided for Kentucky. As you all know, Kentucky's front court is going to be, I think, pretty solid next season. Aaron Bradshaw, a 5-star center that is coming in for the Wildcats, according to John Calipari, he could potentially play the 4. He could stretch out, play the 4, and we got to see that in the All-American game. We got to see him kind of control things in terms of offensively what he wanted to do in ISO situations. I think he was very strong getting to the rim. Obviously, he has an outside shot. That was something that I questioned heading into that All-American game. That's something I've been questioning about Bradshaw for months since he committed to the Wildcats. And we got to see that on full display, a power forward that could also play center for Kentucky. Outside of him, there are several different question marks about where's this player going to go? What's this player going to do? Is he going to come back? Is he going to leave? Is he going to stay? What's going to happen? We're going to get to that. And I think the message I want to relay to you guys today is that it's all going to be okay. And here's why. You've got several players that you can look at right now that Kentucky could either return or bring in. If you get just one of them, it kind of sets in stone what this roster can really be next year. You can build around that player if you get at least one of them. If you get two, you're set. I mean, you are looking really, really good in the front court. Let's start at the top with a player that I think a lot of people are really focused on right now, and that's Oscar Tshiebwe. Tshiebwe announced just a couple of days ago that he would be entering the NBA draft while maintaining his eligibility. One of the best rebounders in the game, one of the best players in college basketball for 2 years in a row now. Will he return for what will be his 5th season in the college ranks? Right now, it looks like Tshiebwe has the opportunity, at the very least, to come back, make more money than he would as a potential NBA draftee or an NBA pickup, I guess, after free agency or whatever you would want to call that. He would make more money at the college level with another season with Kentucky than he would getting drafted or getting picked up following the draft. I think a lot of people would agree with that. Dylan Ballard, who is somebody that I believe we've had on the show before, got to talk a little bit about different previews for different games. He's been a really solid source for us here at Locked On Kentucky. He wrote something on Twitter that I wanted to read to you guys because it really does kind of put in perspective what we're dealing with here. I agree with everything here that Ballard had to say, so instead of just kind of mooching off of it and not crediting my source, I'm just going to read it for you. Again, this is Dylan Ballard _UK on Twitter. This Oscar situation is very weird. Oscar is the best rebounder in modern basketball history, struggles on defense, plays very strong in the post on offense, doesn't work the best in a modern offense. I think if you can get Oscar back, you do it, but Cal has to be willing to change his role in the way he plays with him. We haven't won with him as your best player. You have elite guards coming in that create on their own, so if Cal can create different situations on offense and defense with him, please bring him back. Maybe that's some people's worry. Maybe they don't think that Cal is willing to do that. I don't know. I don't know what your thoughts are. Let me know yours. I want him back under that caveat. I agree with everything Dylan said there. Undecided, Oscar Tshiebwe. I think if he returns, you have to be able to mold him a little bit differently with what he would do within the structure of this team. It would not be the Oscar Tshiebwe show. It would be Oscar Tshiebwe grabbing rebounds and that being what he's good at, but I don't know if you put him in the game to be the focal point of the offense. DJ Wagner, Rob Dillingham, Justin Edwards, Adu Thierro, Reed Shepard, whoever it may be in that backcourt slash small forward area, I think that you have got to be able to give them their touches and to let them shine. It's the reason that you brought these kids into play, right? Tshiebwe, I don't necessarily know if he would be the best focal point for a team that has all of that star power, especially on the offensive end. Yuguna Onyinzo is our next player that I want to get to here. Onyinzo announced that he would be entering the portal, much to the surprise of a lot of different people. And now it's being reported, we talked about this on yesterday's show, that he may be coming back to the Wildcats. It's a weird situation with Tshiebwe and with Onyinzo, because if you bring one of them back, I would argue that they would be in a position to be subject to an extra transfer portal piece coming into the front court. We talked about that on yesterday's show. I said, even if you bring Tshiebwe or Onyinzo back, I think you still need to go back into the transfer portal and get someone that can either rotate with them or can be the backup to them and feel comfortable in the rotation. I love Lance Ware as a person. I don't necessarily know if he's the answer for Kentucky at the backup power forward and center spot moving forward. Onyinzo, it looks like, has the opportunity to come back to Kentucky, make some more money with the Wildcats as opposed to going somewhere, making less money, and maybe not even getting the playing time that he wants. Onyinzo also, I think, fits what Kentucky needs out of their front court, their center specifically next year. Great shot blocker, great defender, protects the rim very, very well. We need more of that at Kentucky next year. Oscar Tshiebwe does not provide that. And quite frankly, Hunter Dickinson, who Kentucky's been looking at in the transfer portal for a week or so now, I don't necessarily know if he provides that either. Kellel Ware, another option for the Wildcats, has already committed to Indiana. So Dickinson, who wasn't great protecting the rim, wasn't great in pick-and-roll defense last season, he would be a great scorer for you. But still, even if you bring in Dickinson, you've got to bring back Onyinzo, or you've got to go get another transfer portal player. Lori Compton, one of our YouTube listeners, asked Lance, do you have any idea where Hunter Dickinson will end up at? Right now, I'm going to be honest with you. Until Tshiebwe or Onyinzo announces, I don't feel great about Dickinson saying that he's going to come to Kentucky. Something I think that fans need to not necessarily accept, because Kentucky's still going to land really high-quality transfer portal pieces. Kentucky is not going to get into a bidding war. If I remember correctly, we talked about that on yesterday's show. Jeez. Kentucky's not going to get into a bidding war with somebody. They will put out their offers, and they will make their case, and if a player wants to go elsewhere, they're not going to strain for it. They're going to do their best to beat Kentucky and to get the players that they can and they want, but they're not going to go all out crazy for a player in a bidding war with another school. It's just not their style. It's not saying that they're refusing to spend any money on anybody. It's not saying that they're unable to spend any money on anybody. It's just they have their offers, they have their money, and if somebody else wants it more and wants to throw out a ridiculous price for him, so be it. That's the situation. So you ask the question, what happens here? Tshiebwe, Onyinzo, Dickinson, what do we think is going to happen for the Wildcats this upcoming year? How is this going to shake out? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know, but what I want to tell you guys again today is that I think it's going to be okay. If Oscar Tshiebwe comes back, you get another portal piece to be the backup, or you get Onyinzo. If Dickinson comes back, or Dickinson comes in, then you rock with either Onyinzo or a transfer portal piece. If Onyinzo comes in, you get one more. there is a, I think it's definitive that I'm very, 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 very confident in saying that one of these guys is going to come back to Kentucky. And once we get that answer, we're going to see the dominoes fall. I think we're going to see where Chris Livingston decides to go. I think we're going to get to see where Antonio Reeves decides to go. Damian Collins is going to enter the transfer portal at some point. So right now, I think we need to relax because there's a lot of, oh, portal drama and Kentucky's going crazy behind the scenes. Let's just let everyone take care of it. Let's slow down for a second and let's see what happens. Because one way or another, you're getting a really solid piece in your front court that you can pair with Aaron Bradshaw. If you've got any thoughts on that, if you've got any questions about that, you can leave that in the YouTube comments below. Or if you're listening on podcasts, you can also hit us on the socials at LockedOnUK on Twitter is where you can find us. All right. I want to get to some listener questions here that all have to do with what we're talking about here. A little bit more on Chris Livingston, a little bit more on the rotation, a little bit more on this front court. Before we get to that, though, I want to tell you guys about our friends over at FanDuel. Grand slams, no hitters, and double plays are back, and there's no better place to get in on the MLB action than at FanDuel. That's America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn to sign up. You can place your first bet and get up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win. So don't miss your chance to get a no-sweat first bet. Again, up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn to sign up. That's FanDuel, an official partner of Major League Baseball. All right, continuing along here on the Tuesday edition of Locked On Kentucky, Lance Dahl, hanging out here with you. If you've not checked out the Locked On College Basketball podcast, as a parent would say, I am not mad. I am simply disappointed. Isaac Shade, Andy Patton do such a good job with that show. There is no reason why you should not check them out. They are available on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. All you have to do is search them up. They have great insight. I'm actually going to be on the show tomorrow with them, so you're not going to want to miss that as well. So much in the air for Kentucky basketball right now. Shibuya, Onyenzo, Dickinson, yada, 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 yada. Let's answer some listener questions. Let's try and reflect on this in a more calm way. Michelle Warner asks, what's going on with Chris Livingston? I haven't heard if you announced him for the draft or not. As of right now, Chris Livingston has not declared for the NBA draft. And I think that I would be, if you had to make me, you know, give a percentage chance of him returning, I'd say 40 to 35% is probably where I sit with him right now. I don't think that Chris Livingston is going to come back. If he does, that would be great. I'll tie that into another listener question here in just a little bit. But Michelle, he has not entered the draft yet. He has the option to come back. I think that Kentucky could use him at that small forward spot. But does he want to play second fiddle, or does he want to play fiddles alongside with Justin Edwards next year? That's the question we need an answer for. And I'm sure Livingston will be giving everybody a heads up as to what will happen here before the deadline to enter, or declare at least, for the NBA draft. Wildcat Rewind asks, if everything goes right for the Wildcats and we get Shibuya, Onyenzo back, and Dickinson transfers in, how does Cal play those three players along with Bradshaw? Hashtag Big Blue Nation. I want to tie this in for another question that we have here from Brian G, who asks, what happens if Oscar comes back and Kentucky lands Dickinson? I'm going to be straightforward with Brian and Wildcat Rewind here. I don't think that this is going to happen. I think I would find all three of them coming back very unlikely. I would find Shibuya and Dickinson returning also very unlikely. I'll answer Brian's question first, just to focus on Shibuya for a second. If he does come back, there is a chance for Kentucky to get another player in their front court at that center spot that could play just as many minutes as Shibuya has for the Wildcats. And Oscar could be told, listen, if you want to be on this roster, you're going to have a relegated role. You're going to have to play backup power forward, or you're going to have to play backup center, or you're going to have to rotate between the two. You're not going to be the focal point. And I think that there's a world where Oscar says, I'm okay with that, because he's still going to get his NIL money. If he's trying, if the goal is to play as much as he possibly can and to continue to, you know, smash records for the Wildcats, then I think that that's not a possibility for Kentucky to get both of them. But let's humor it for a second. Let's say Oscar and Dickinson do come to Kentucky. I think that you do one of two things. You split Shibwe and Dickinson's minutes almost dead even. Almost dead even. They both do things very well. One of them scores well. One of them rebounds well. Let them kind of be the fire and ice there down low. Or you can do this. You can have either Dickinson or Shibwe play the four a little bit behind Aaron Bradshaw or in front of Aaron Bradshaw and let Bradshaw play the five. There's so many ways you can mix and match this, at least in my mind right now, that I think there's a world where you could satisfy the three. But to answer Wildcat Rewind's question, I don't know if there's a world where you can satisfy all four, right? Because at that point, I would assume the best scenario would be Aaron Bradshaw at power forward, backup Oscar Shibwe. Hunter Dickinson at starting center, backup Yuguna Onyenzo. But there's no chance, I think, that you're going to be able to get all four of those players happy and playing minutes that they are comfortable with, unless they have a common goal or a couple of them are just simply content with it. As of right now, don't necessarily know what Onyenzo is looking for in terms of playing time. I can only assume that Shibwe and Dickinson are looking for something that is significant whenever they move to whichever team they decide to, whether it be Shibwe coming back or entering the draft or Dickinson going here or going elsewhere. So to answer Brian G. and Wildcat Rewind's question, I don't think that would happen, but if it does, it seems possible to get three of them content. Not very possible for four of them to be okay. The final question I want to get to here, and in this one, I think maybe this is all about personal taste here, and this will kind of tie in to help me preview what we're going to talk about on tomorrow's episode. Clint Darden, who is one of our longtime listeners here, a friend of the program, said, Lance, I know we have a lot of options, but if you had your choice of all the most likely options, who would you like to have on the team for next season, transfers included? So I'm going to run through the 2-deep that I'd like to see here. From point guard to center, Rob Dillingham, Adu Thierro at point, DJ Wagner and Reed Shepherd at the 2. Wagner could slide up to the 1 if you'd like him to in different rotations. Justin Edwards at the 3. I'm perfectly fine with either Chris Livingston or Antonio Reeves coming back. I would take one of them coming back over another transfer portal piece coming in with both of them leaving. So that's my 1-3. At power forward, I've got Aaron Bradshaw. And then as a transfer, I think I don't really have an answer right now. I think Mackenzie Mbako would be an interesting prospect. We're going to talk about him on tomorrow's episode. How likely is it that Kentucky reaches out again after being a player in his recruitment before he committed to Duke? Not sure. Going to have to see. Would he be comfortable playing alongside Bradshaw? I don't know. That's something that we'll talk about tomorrow. And then at center, I would have Oscar Shibwe and Yuguna Onyenzo. I think that Hunter Dickinson would be great. I think that Hunter Dickinson would probably be interchangeable with Shibwe. But to be completely honest with you, with Bradshaw playing alongside Mbako, who in my scenario would probably be my pick out of the most likely options here, maybe you let Mbako play power forward a little bit, and then you have Bradshaw as your 5 in certain rotations, and then you have Shibwe slide down. I mean, with Bradshaw's potential offensive ability and Onyenzo's defensive ability, do you need Hunter Dickinson to come in? I'm not sure. If he did, I'd be just as okay with Dickinson and Onyenzo as well as Shibwe and Onyenzo. I know that I said initially whenever Hunter entered the portal that he would be my top choice, right? he'd be my top pick. And as of right now, I still think he's one of, if not the best player in the transfer portal. I'm not saying I wouldn't want him. I'm not going back on that. I'm just saying that Oscar and Dickinson, after doing a little of a dive into what they both individually do, I think they could be interchangeable, because Dickinson's scoring, I think, could potentially come from Bradshaw if the Wildcats want that. Also, developing on Yenzo would be nice as well. So that's my best of all worlds there for the Wildcats, what I would like to see them do. So if you have any listener questions, if you have anything you want to add to anything that I've said today about the rotation, about, you know, what Kentucky's roster could look like next year, transfer portal players I haven't talked about that you would like me to discuss, you can leave that all in the YouTube comments below. And that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Kentucky. You can follow the show on Twitter at Locked On UK. You can follow me on Twitter at LanceDahl_, and you can follow the show over on Instagram at Kentucky Podcast. Mackenzie and Mbako is the topic for tomorrow's episode. Make sure you don't miss it. I will see you all then. Until then, hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and God bless.